News release. Zensurance.com. Toronto, a new national survey commissioned by Zensurance.com, Canada's leading source for small business insurance, has uncovered that in the post-COVID, current cost of living crunch, Canadians are surprisingly willing to sue small businesses. Key findings of the survey. 1. Bad news for Canadian small businesses. Presented with multiple options and the ability to pick any that apply, Canadians were asked what they would sue a small business for if they didn't have to pay a lawyer unless they won. A majority of respondents found something that they would sue for, including 14.86% auto accident with a business vehicle where they suffer an injury, 14.67% if a product they bought from a company was defective and caused an injury or damage to their property, 13.68% if a small business or contractor made a mistake that damaged their property, 13.07% a slip and fall accident where they suffer an injury, 10.70% if a health and wellness practitioner's advice or treatment caused them pain or money, 9.40% if they suffered food poisoning or an allergic reaction from the food they bought from a business, 8.66% if a spa or beauty salon practitioner's advice or treatment caused them pain or money, 7.76% if a small business suffered a cyber attack and their confidential info was stolen, 7.20% if a piece of advice a small business or contractor provided them was wrong and cost them money. A combined majority of Canadians, 86.9%, think most other Canadians would sue a small business, 57.8%, or maybe sue, 29.1%. if they didn't have to pay unless they won. Canadian small businesses need to be aware of the real risks they face. As of 2023, 7 out of 10 Canadian small business owners had to deal with a legal dispute, representing a 230% increase from 2015, says Danish Youssef, founder and CEO of Zensurance.com. Small business owners are living in an incredibly tough economic environment where money is tight. Our survey shows Canadians are far more litigious than only 5 years ago. 2. Signs of the times. A combined total of 83.2% think Canadians are more likely, 55.2%, or maybe more likely, 28%, to sue a business than 5 years ago. A combined 81% believe that Canadians who are financially struggling are more likely, 54.4%, maybe, more likely, 26.6%, to sue a small business for a slip and fall accident. 3. American scheme? 66.9% still believe that Canadians are less likely to sue a small business than Americans are. A combined 96.4% of Canadians think it is very important, 79.7%, or somewhat important, 16.7%, for small businesses to have insurance coverage to protect themselves against potential legal claims and liabilities, suggesting that they believe small businesses would be sued. The costs of defending your business in a lawsuit can be devastating, Youssef added. A comprehensive commercial insurance policy can help business owners and self-employed professionals cover the cost of legal expenses if facing allegations of wrongdoing or a lawsuit. 4. Out of the office. A combined 95.9% of Canadians think that Canadians steal from their employers. 41.3% say some, 13.4% say many, 17.2% say a significant number. 24% say more than most Canadians think. 56.2% of Canadians think that more Canadians are likely to steal from their employers because of the state of the economy, and 27.4% think they may be more likely to do so. 5. Most predatory provinces. Asked, in which province do they think people are most likely to sue small businesses, over half of Canadians, 51.20%, said Ontario, distantly followed by Quebec, 15.5%, Alberta, 11%, and BC, 10.3%. PEI, 1.9%, Saskatchewan, 1.6%, and New Brunswick, 1.5%, were cited as provinces where it's the least likely people would sue small businesses. 6. Do the wrong thing. When asked if they've ever chosen not to pursue legal action against a small business out of concern for a business owner's financial stability, 69.8% say no. This finding indicates business owners cannot rely on apologies or offers of discounts to appease customers who feel they were wronged in some way. More details on this survey can be found here.